Okay. Oh my gosh. Am I really about to do this? Okay.
Very important news to share.
I'm not dating a loser. I'm going to share some of the green flags and some of the things I've been feeling over the past month since I met this man. The top green flag, I would say, I do not have to ask for the things I want or need the most. I do not have to ask, okay? He does the things. He's not checking for my social media. He's not checking for his own social media. He don't have a TikTok. He is not trying to be on social media to find the next best thing. And in this day and age, a man that's not posting selfies, oh God, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Okay, hear me out here. I think he's a guy's girl. I think he's actually done the work to deconstruct the patriarchy. I think he's spent a lot of time reflecting and actually listening to women. And he's not a, but not all men. He has been consistent since day one. I don't worry about if that man's gonna call me or text me. He's already in my inbox. I'm the problem. I need to respond. You know, there is no switching up, no excuses. He has not had to apologize once. Oh, Lord Jesus, he's not had to apologize once for no type of shenanigans. He does not need to explain away no type of bad behavior. He just consistent, consistent. He's consistent. This is something that I really noticed about myself while we've been dating. My nervous system feels so at peace. This man is not going to dysregulate me. And I think that also comes with like the consistency thing, but I feel like just so at peace, so at calm. There's really no art. There's nothing to argue about. What are we arguing about? I would have been in my last relationship, I was in my third argument by this point. There's no arguing. It just feels at peace. He doesn't try to push my boundaries and, you know, test my patience. Like, that's a big one. That's a big one. He is kind. He's a really kind man, and I actually really value that a lot. There's no negging. There's no jabs. He's not trying to humble me. He's not trying to compete with me. Okay? He is secure in who he is, so he's a kind man. Yes. And with that kindness also comes chivalry. He is a chivalrous man. I think chivalrous men are the only type of men to date. But that's me. That's me. And he is a genuinely good person. I'm a little hesitant to make this video because I am afraid of being Klay Thompson, but I do think there is some validity in telling the girls that there are good men out there and that there are men who can meet the standards that you set for yourself. And yeah, you don't have to give up and settle for, you know, whatever the streets are selling this week.